On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We meet with two Republican state lawmakers this hour, starting with State Senator Mary Felskowski of Tomahawk. We want to cover a lot of ground with her, why GOP lawmakers oppose a statewide mask mandate, what budget priorities she has, how she feels about legalizing marijuana. But first, gray wolves. State law requires the wolf hunt to happen since the gray wolf is no longer listed as an endangered species. The DNR announced last year the hunt will happen this November, allowing time to calculate harvest quota. How do you feel about a wolf hunting season? 800-642-1234. Senator Mary Felskowski represents the northeastern corner of our state. She's on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee and vice chair of the Senate's Natural Resources Committee. Senator Felskowski, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you this chilly Wisconsin morning.
This chilly morning, yes. Why do you support the state holding a wolf hunt and trapping season immediately?
So I think you need to look at the history of what's gone on surrounding the gray wolf. The gray wolf was originally put on the endangered species list back in 1974. As time went on, Wisconsin was given the order to manage the gray wolf population, and they did. And the gray wolf saw a remarkable comeback in the state of Wisconsin, mainly, I would say, in the northern one-third of the state. You know, a lot of wild land up there, a lot of wild areas. But what happened is the DNR had set a goal of 700 to 850 gray wolves that they thought the state could handle population-wise. Well, the gray wolf exploded way past that. In 2011, the legislature put down a law that we would now start managing the gray wolf population just as we manage all of our other predator populations. This is nothing new, science-based, and the DNR was given that authority. So we had at that time three hunts where we had gray wolf hunting, all very successful, and the hunt lasted minimum of like a couple of weeks up to maybe a month and a half, and the quotas were met. Along comes a lawsuit from a lot of the far-leaning left groups, Sierra Club, Humane Society, and a judge that has never stepped foot in Wisconsin, does not know our population, does not know our makeup, put the gray wolf back on the endangered species list. That was challenged, and they've now come off of the endangered species list again. In the Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, last November, started to write the rule to delist the gray wolf. So we knew it was coming. Lots of time to prepare.
But the DNR says it does need more time to develop a harvest quota and to listen to residents who feel very strongly about this issue. Are those reasonable justifications to delay the season until November?
Absolutely not. The DNR actually does know the population of the gray wolf. It's not like they have not been tracking it. We just had an informational hearing, which in the Senate and the Assembly, where we had specialists coming in. We had a lot of farmers coming in, a lot of different people coming in to talk about having that wolf hunt. The DNR failed to even show up to the meeting. They didn't even come to the meeting. You have the legislature have a committee hearing of both houses, the Assembly and the Senate, and the DNR did not show up. They didn't even come to answer questions. Very, very disappointed in that, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. The thing I think you need to realize is the gray wolf is in a third of the state. If you had that same gray wolf permeating all 72 counties of the state, you would have a wolf hunt. We've had 457 animals in the last 3 years killed by the gray wolf. Over 300 livestock, 18 pets, 10 horses, and then quite a few hunting dogs when they're out in the woods hunting.
I want to just jump in here and reintroduce you. We're talking with State Senator Mary Felskowski from Tomahawk, vice chair of the Senate's Natural Resources Committee. We're looking at the DNR's decision to not hold a wolf hunting and trapping season this winter. You can join in with your thoughts. Do you think that there should be hunting of the gray wolf? Should there be a season immediately? Join in at 800-642-1234. State Senator, hunters and livestock owners have received more than $2.7 million from the DNR for wolf predation cases over the past three decades. Is the state compensating owners enough for their losses?
I don't think it's a matter of compensating. If you have a family dog that is your pet, and your dog is in your backyard, or your dog goes for a walk with you and is killed by a gray wolf. I have a constituent who walks regularly in Otter Lake State Park, and he had his hunting dog killed 20 yards away from him. So there's a little bit of an emotion goes on there. So I give him the $200 he spent on the dog. Do you think that makes him okay? Does that make him whole? I have constituents that don't allow their children to play outside unless mom and dad are outside with a rifle or a pistol because of the gray wolf. So it's not, and I know that sounds extreme for the people that may live in Madison and other areas, but you don't live in an area where the gray wolf is. Then we can even talk the economics of having an overpopulated gray wolf. The white-tailed deer season brings hundreds of millions of dollars into this state on an annual basis. In four northern counties, the wolves have killed more deer population than hunters have for like the last 6 years. We don't have a deer gun season. We don't have a bow season anymore. I mean, if you go out in the woods, I've got numerous people telling me on a couple thousand acre track, they don't even see deer tracks. It's wolves.
So if
you have an overpopulation and of wolves and the food supply goes down, they're going to find a new supply. And that's going to be domestic animals.
If a wolf hunting and trapping season would happen this winter, what do you think the limits should look like for hunters and trappers?
So the DNR is proposing right now that there's a little over 1,100 wolves is what their estimation, and I would argue it's closer to 2,000. They should bring it down to that 750 or 850 number that they last had. Very easy. It's not like they've stopped tracking the wolves because there wasn't a hunt. The data is still there.
And on which lands could hunters do this? Where would you propose the season be held?
Wherever there's a gray wolf population, which they also know. A lot of it is in the northern counties. But as this is happening, as we haven't had a season, the wolf is moving more towards the southern counties. They're moving into Marathon, Clark, and Wood, where normally they were only in the one-third top of the state. The problem with the gray wolf is it's an emotional decision by some, not a science-based. Wolves look like dogs. They're very majestic. They're beautiful animals. And people have a hard time with the thought that we need to manage them. We've managed predator populations in this state for the last 100 years. And we do it, and we do it wisely. And we do it science-based. That's how we manage a bear population. That's how we manage a bobcat population.
We have State Senator Mary Felskowski of Tomahawk on the line. The DNR has said it wants to be transparent about input on a wolf hunting season and set a hunt for next winter in November. How do you feel about the hunting and trapping of gray wolves? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with State Senator Felskowski here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with State Senator Mary Felskowski, and we will move to the clash over the mask mandate and her budget priorities in a moment. But first, it's your thoughts on a gray wolf season. How do you feel about litigation on both sides of this issue, the pressure to hold a wolf hunt immediately, pressure to put gray wolves back on the endangered species list? 800-642-1234. And State Senator Mary Felskowski of Tomahawk is with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's bring in John now in Waukesha with thoughts on this. John, hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have been a longtime hunter in Wisconsin and used to hunt. My family did up in northern Wisconsin for probably 20 years. And we've actually stopped, my dad and I, going up there because of, just like the senator said, we saw more wolves than deer in the woods for probably 5-7 years straight. I've had wolves run up to within about 15 yards of me. I remember when this whole when the reintroduction of the wolf population started, I think, maybe the senator knows, but I think the original target from the DNR was like 100 wolves. And then they got to 300, and then it got to 700, 800, and it just seems like the target just keeps changing. And I think that people who are against this, often if they lived up in that area or if they were affected by this, it would just be a different story. So,
John, thank you. Yeah, let's hear from State Senator Felskowski. Go ahead.
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, there's, as I said before, there's a huge economic effect. you know, not only the tourism industry that comes along with the hunting season, but also land values. I mean, land values have just plummeted in northern Wisconsin because of the lack of hunting. I mean, people buy hunting land in Columbia counties and other areas where there's actually a deer population, and our land values up north have plummeted because we do not have that deer population anymore. Huge economic effect. But I think there's another thing here that I think we need to really focus on, is in 2011, a law was passed that says the DNR shall have a wolf season between November and February. Shall, not may, shall. So we're seeing the DNR literally thumbing its nose at the law as written and saying, well, we're just not going to do it. And I think that's a very slippery slope.
Well, I want to jump in here. I want to jump in here and bring in Randy now in Adams with thoughts here. Randy, go ahead.
Well, I kind of agree with the DNR that they should not have a season until November. I know we have, from the wolf counts, there's like over 1,000 animals in the state of Wisconsin, and we're supposed to be down to like 350 or something like that. So there is a lot of more than what this state's supposed to have, and most of them are up north. And I believe that it's going to be harder and harder. I think the DNR has to have control when they are going to have it. And I believe the state should be in control of it rather than the federal. And that's what caused this problem in the first place, is it became, they put on the endangered species list and then we couldn't hunt them at all. And the state had no control and they kept going. But I think it's going to be harder and harder to control anything as far as hunting season goes, as the more and more people we get into this country. There's people, I just think we're going to just have to go with the, it takes a while and takes time to set up. It takes time to set up when you're going to hunt and the times and stuff like that. You can't just go out in the woods and start shooting.
Yeah, Randy, thank you for that. And, you know, Randy is saying he trusts the DNR here, and it takes time to set these seasons up.
Well, I think if Randy did a little bit more research, as most other people, that's already set up. That's already in statute. And it's already been done through the rules process when we had a hunt. So I think Randy kind of more or less made my case, where he's saying that we should have less wolves, and we were supposed to have less wolves, and the law states, and the DNR's quota, according to him, it's almost 700 wolves more than what we're supposed to have. I would say that that's not true. We're supposed to be right around that 850 statewide. The research is there. The season is there. The law is there. You know, and I think when we have laws, they need to be followed. We don't start allowing people to pick and choose which laws we follow and which laws we don't. And if the DNR had an issue, they had plenty of time. They had over 62 days to implement a hunt. And we've done this in the past. This is nothing new. They have the data. They have the resources. They just chose not to. And I would say that they chose not to because they were waiting for another lawsuit at the federal level that may have put the hunt on hold. We do have a lawsuit from Hunter Nation and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty bringing the DNR to court for not following the law and to institute a season. And
I'm gonna,
that needs to be done. It.
I'm going to jump in here. We're talking with Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski, who represents the northeastern corner of the state and sits on the legislature's budget committee. We are going to move on to other matters beyond the wolf hunt here, and you can join in. What do you think of the legislature overturning Governor Evers' mask mandate and the governor declaring another one? 800-642-1234. Senator, last week you voted to strike down the governor's emergency order requiring masks. The governor then turned around, issued a new order. Should the legislature vote down the new governor's order?
I think now it's time for the courts to act. You know, we brought suit against the governor for the illegal actions that he did, and the court looked at us and said, you have the authority to act, and you should. So that is exactly what we did. We struck down an illegal order by the governor. As you can see, there's kind of a theme here. Illegal actions by the DNR, not following the law. Governor acting illegally also. So we voted it down. Now I think it's time, so that we're not playing this ping pong. I'd come in and vote it down again tomorrow. The governor would put a new one in place. So now I'd like to see the Supreme Court act and, you know, make the decision.
So if the issue is truly not about masks and it's about the governor's powers and overreach, as you're saying, would you support a new bill that would be a standalone statewide mask order that would remain in effect until the conclusion of the national emergency declared by the president of the United States?
So what I would say is I will look at any piece of legislation that comes through. The governor has numerous legal challenges to do that. So he can put out an emergency rule in about 5 days, and it would go to JCRAR, the committee, and then the committee would look at it, approve it, or send it back. But now it's time to do some negotiating on that. And I think that, you know, if the governor did that, that would be when we'd start having a conversation. But I'll be real honest, I will never tell you I'll say yes to a bill until I've read it, because there could be other things that are involved in it. We're also seeing a trend. We're seeing a great decrease in the number of cases, the number of hospitalizations. We're seeing other states that are allowing their mandates to expire. We're seeing them allow their capacity restrictions to expire. In fact, our neighbor, Iowa, just did so. And they're opening up their businesses and getting back to normal. So I think that if anything that would come through would have to be something that is very well negotiated through.
Wisconsin.
Not a one size fits all.
Yeah. I mean, our state is suffering from the effects of this pandemic. Still, the legislature has done very little to provide support. Why can't lawmakers work together on solving the issues of the pandemic?
Well, I think in order to work together, there has to be communication. And when you just continually issue illegal orders and not start a dialogue with the legislature, that's not working together. You know, there's a very different atmosphere in different parts of the state, just like with the attitude towards wolves, maybe in the northern part of the state. I mean, my schools are open. Last week, I sat on the floor and listened to the Madison legislators and the Milwaukee legislators that, you know, they need to open their schools. Well, if we're following the science, the CDC and the Society of Pediatrics have said schools should be open since day one. They should have never closed them. Children are better off in school and less likely to catch the disease and spread it. Northern schools have been open in person and virtual all year.
So where should people be required to wear masks? And should this be a patchwork where it comes down to local, you know, city and county decisions?
I don't know that it needs to be government. Businesses have required masks way before government did. And if I choose to go into a business that requires a mask, I put a mask on. I don't think that government needs to be the one to do this. And we're seeing that in areas of the state, and we're seeing it in other states who have lower death rates, lower infection rates, and better results. And they haven't devastated their economy and their small businesses also.
So you're saying government should stay out of whether people wear masks, that people have the right to go anywhere without a mask?
That's my opinion, yes. I think that people are personally responsible, and I've seen it in other areas, and I've seen it in other states.
Let's move on to budget. You know, Governor Evers is scheduled to announce his proposed two-year state budget. You're on the legislature's finance committee that reviews the budget bill. What are you looking for? What are your top budget priorities?
Well, number one, balanced budget. And right now we've gotten some great news. I mean, there is an excess of money of almost $1 billion over and above what we anticipated in this cycle. You know, prior to COVID hitting, this state was going in an amazing direction, as well as the whole country economically, and that's carried forward. We've done some things in the last 10 years to ensure economic prosperity in this state, and it's helped. But we don't have revenue numbers for the upcoming budget cycle, that two-year cycle. So until we see that, I think we need to be very cautious on how we're going to spend. Revenues could be tight. As always, I want to make sure that our most vulnerable population are taken care of, and that we're not overtaxing people to the point where we're taking more money from them than what they can afford to give up. So keeping taxes low, taking care of the things that's government's responsibility, infrastructure, schools, and taking care of our most vulnerable, those will be the priorities going forward in this session.
Governor Evers is proposing legalizing marijuana as part of the state budget. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that I'm all for medical marijuana. I've actually written legislation on it. But Governor Evers knows with the Republican-controlled assembly is not going to pass recreational marijuana. So to me, this is very divisive. Why put that in a budget? Why start out that way when you know it's not going to pass? Why not try to work on things that you know we can get done together and have a little bit of unity? When you say, why can't we work together? Isn't this just a prime example? When you throw things out there that you know are absolute non-starters. Let's work on things that are. Let's increase the Medicaid rates for nursing homes. Let's make sure that we have oral health care throughout the state. Let's get PBM and pharmacy control under control. Those are things that we can work on jointly. And throwing out recreational marijuana is just a divisive action right now.
State Senator, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Have a great week.
You too. Mary Felskowski, a Republican state senator from Tomaha. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with Senate President Chris Kapinga. That's after a news update here on the Ideas Network.